Disney Files, and welcome to another Disney vs. Disney debate. Today I have with me two fantastic debaters. One, Carly Skelton.
Hello.
How would you describe yourself, Carly?
Loud and a little bit shiny.
Wonderful. And on the other side of the table, Taylor Davidson.
Hello.
From Floof and Papa fame.
Yes.
And the other podcast that shall not be named.
Yep. It's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. But also, we have our official fact checker, the official fact checker of Disney vs. Disney, Ellen Rose Sorensen.
That is my full legal name.
Your full legal name, and now you are bound to this position of fact checker. Now I'm going to rely on Ellen to keep our contestants honest and chime in if I let them run rampant. So also, we're going to shout out to My Song Suck and Unfeatured Articles, who are sitting in the audience today. So we'll see how well that goes. So before we started, we flipped a coin and Taylor Davidson won. So that means that Carly Skelton will be going first. But before we start, what movies are you both defending today?
I am defending Lady and the Tramp.
And I am defending 101 Dalmatians.
Now there's a little bit of pressure on you, Taylor, because you host a dog podcast.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I was We're just making that clear
before we
up,
start. So. Or like,
yeah, I just want to really pile the pressure on
Thanks.
Top of you.
It wasn't
you.
There already, so good.
So there are five criteria that we'll be looking at. We'll be looking at the memorable moments, what moments from your movies have lived on since their creation and that you still remember now. The message, what is the message that your movie puts forth? Is it good looking back, and is it a good idea to keep it moving forward? The movie magic. So what about your movie is actually makes it a better film than the other movie? The magic music is pretty self-explanatory. And that Disney touch, which is anything that doesn't fit in the other criteria. So that is what you have to prove about your film and disprove about the other person's film. So the first round will be 3-minute opening statements. I will give you a warning. At 2.
Fancy.
So much pressure.
And then I will cut you off at your end. Are we ready to start?
Yes.
Okay, so Carly's going first. You have 3 minutes to tell me why Lady and the Tramp is the best Disney film. And your time starts as soon as you start talking.
Okay, so Lady and the Tramp, quick synopsis. Lady is a Christmas present for Darling from Jim for Christmas. She basically grows up in the house. She's got some neighbors. She's just a loved, fluffy pet. Life is easy for her until she gets pregnant. Not the dog, the owner. She starts to get ignored, and then she meets the Tramp. The Tramp says babies are home wreckers and basically takes her on a little bit of a sightseeing tour of the city, and hilarity ensues. Lady and the Tramp, it's set in 1909. It's the classic story of being gifted a puppy for Christmas. It was made in 1955, and I think it's lasted the test of time. It is a true classic. I recently was at a Disney dress-up party when there were two couples came as Lady as the Tramp. There were no Dalmatians, just saying. It is, it's hand-drawn, and it was completely ahead of its time. It was the first feature animated film to be shot in CinemaScope, so widescreen, which was an absolute innovation in the 50s. It's got a beautiful score. It was named number 95 out of 100 greatest love stories of all time by the AFI in their 100 Years, 100 Passions special. It was one of the only two animated films to appear on the list, along with Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which was a little bit high, but we're not going to talk about that. Lady and the Tramp is still really relevant today. It's about how some people tend to neglect their animals when babies come along. Not all people, but some. It does, and it can happen. It ends beautifully with, you know, Lady and the Tramp coming back and the Darlings adopting Tramp, and Basically, a year passes. It's Christmas again. And spoiler alert, Tramp and Lady have puppies. And they're all a happy family and they celebrate the holidays. So, yeah, that's why Lady and the Tramp is awesome.
All right.
That's me.
Excellent. With time to spare. All right. So, Taylor, are you ready to defend?
Absolutely, I am.
All right. 101 Dalmatians, your time starts as soon as you start talking.
101 Dalmatians is a classic film. I don't need to go over the synopsis because everybody knows it and remembers it. It's from 1961. They did it in with xenography, I think I'm saying that right, and it was in Technicolor. So the scenery and the set are so beautiful. They didn't try and sort of jump ahead. They kept this beautiful scenery, which makes it look so gorgeous. The message of 101 Dalmatians is so relevant for the time and continues to be relevant because it's about saving animals and what they're worth and not using them for coats and making sure that they're loved and taken care of, because that's important and it remains important. And they had to struggle to get through that. They had to walk through the snow and not eat and look after their puppies. And it's about family and love. The music in 101 Dalmatians is amazing. I can't name a song from Lady and the Tramp, but I can name several from 101 Dalmatians, including the ever famous Cruella de Vil, which, while we're discussing it, Cruella de Vil is an excellent name for a villain because it's got cruel and devil in it. Oh my goodness. There's the iconic opening scene where the two humans, they fall in love and they meet down by the river and the dogs twirl them up and they fall in the river. People know that. They remember it. It is an iconic tale of love as well as family. But it has so much struggle in it and so much to work for. The film actually pulled Disney out of a bit of a slump. Unfortunately, Sleeping Beauty didn't do very well and it was very expensive. So it caused Disney a bit of a financial slump. And 101 Dalmatians pulled it out. Its budget was like $3.6 million and the box office taken was over $215 million. So it was very successful for Disney. And it gave kids something beautiful to watch, not just humans but dogs, and to teach them about the world and nature around them, which is a really, really cool thing. It taught us that we need to have family and we need to look after what's given to us instead of just buying things from pet shops. It's just so gorgeous. Like, there's so many cute little details. There's Mickey ears on a lot of the spots on the Dalmatians, which is a really nice touch. There's so many of them, and it's such a hard thing to animate when you've got literally 99 puppies, but they do it really well. And when I was watching it again, I noticed that I couldn't find like repeat animation. Like, a lot of it was really unique and it was really beautiful. So that's why I think 101 Dalmatians is a better Disney film than Lady and the Tramp.
Because it is a movie for dogs.
It is a movie for dogs.
All right, Ellen, any facts that are not particularly true?
Everything that they said was indeed true. It is true that 101 Dalmatians helped pull Disney out a bit of an economic slump, mostly because they pioneered some new animation techniques that were cheaper than used on Sleeping Beauty. So shout out that guy. Walt was pleased. But no, everything was indeed a fact.
All right, excellent. Well, I think what we'll do now is we will go straight on into our second round, which is a two-minute rebuttal. You will not get a warning. I will just cut you off with the bell at the end of your time. So, Carly, once again, you get to go first with your rebuttal of why 101 Dalmatians is not the best Disney movie ever. Your time starts when you start talking.
So you mentioned that everybody knows the story of 101 Dalmatians. I watched it for the first time very recently because I hadn't watched it growing up because it wasn't that popular, just saying. As I mentioned before, fancy dress party, two couples, Lady and the Tramp, no Dalmatians. You also mentioned that you didn't know any songs from Lady and the Tramp. Bella Notte and We Are Siamese, if you please. Yeah. Any other songs from apart from Cruella de Vil? I didn't. Look, I agree that dogs shouldn't be made into coats. That's a completely crazy storyline. It is a strange story. And who in their right mind would take in 100 dogs? Like, that is just nuts and wouldn't happen. Would not happen. They would be at RSPCA getting adopted. Not coats. Let's just put that out there. Lady and the Tramp did make quite a bit of money as well. It took a higher figure than any other Disney animated feature since Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. It earned $6.5 million in domestic box office rentals and has an international gross of $187 million. Yes, it's not as much as 101 Dalmatians, but it was released nearly 10 years earlier. So put that into perspective as well. I think that's all I have to say about that.
All right.
I just think it's better. Oh, no. And that Siamese cats are evil and the absolutely embodiment of their owner, Sarah. So animals can bring on their owner's personalities.
All right. Snuck one in at the end there. That is no problem because you're still under time.
Noise.
I'm not going to say the same. Sorry.
Frantically typing notes.
Fight me.
So once again, 2 minutes to rebut why you think Lady and the Tramp is not the best film Disney has ever made. And your time starts when you start talking.
First of all, her name is Darling. That is a ridiculous name for a human. Okay. The dogs were loved. They had no struggle. You just said she was bought as a present. She was loved, 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 loved. And then they took in one puppy that was like on the street. Oh, that's so sad. 99 puppies walking through the snow, not eating, to be saved from a crazy villain lady. That's what they went through. And it shows kids the value of persevering and going through what you believe in so that you don't get turned into a coat. If you get puppies for Christmas, it was probably bought from a store. You didn't go and adopt that puppy because they're probably not going to be open on Christmas. You have to adopt your puppies and save the dogs. We want to take care of dogs. We want to look after dogs. In relation to them not being able to take 99 puppies in, they buy a Dalmatian plantation and they go and live there with their 101 Dalmatians. So it's fine. They don't stay in their London apartment. They've got plenty of room. They thought it through. You're telling me there's a beautiful score. You could only name two songs. I've never heard either of them. I didn't watch Lady of the Tramp as a kid, but I did watch 101 Dalmatians, so I believe your point is moot there. I can name at least two songs besides the score that is beautiful in 101 Dalmatians. You have Cruella de Vil, which is classic and iconic, and I don't even need to sing it because everyone knows it. But you also have the Canine Crunchies song that's on the TV. That's like, Canine Crunchies, we've got our Canine Crunchies, and it's like the little black and white thing going forward. It's amazing. It's amazing. Never I didn't do a very good job singing, but you couldn't sing any of your songs for me either. So
Bella Notte was actually featured on Glee.
Oh, this is an era rebuttal. Okay.
Just putting that out there.
You other said one of the songs that you said was about a cat. I believe we're debating Lady and the Tramp. Yep. It's about dogs. You said
it's a song
I'm sorry, I believe we're still in my rebuttal. Is this part of my rebuttal time?
You've got 15 seconds.
Okay, there's a song about a cat. You just told me cats are evil and that's half your song. What breed is Lady? You don't know. You couldn't tell me. Mine is a Dalmatian.
She's
I don't
American
know.
Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, you didn't say that before. All right. Oh, and Lady and the Tramp was older than 101, so probably part of the slump that we needed to bring you out of.
I feel like I had a part of like the animation, like I'm directly being attacked, and I'm like, I'm so sorry for letting you down, guys.
Okay, well, all right, let's, before we go, any fact checks on those facts?
All the facts were correct. Very good information about the gross of both films.
Have you been able to confirm if either of these ladies have indeed watched these films as children?
I did not have time to slip on into my time machine and go into Taylor Davidson's childhood home and be like, what are you watching?
I watched Lady and the Tramp so much as a kid that I actually wore out the VHS tape and made my mother go and
buy
me another
one. We can get Di on the phone. She will confirm.
This is all lovely, but I'm about the facts, ladies, not about the personal anecdotes.
I've probably got a video or a photo or something. Okay,
well, let's take a break. Hop in that time machine, verify those facts, and we'll be back with our discussion partner, a portion of the debate. All right. So we have some questions that we would like both people to answer for. Both of these movies were released quite a long time ago.
A little bit.
Back when Disney
saying my mom
was
is quite a long time ago.
Always the most racially sensitive.
A little bit, yeah. Look.
So I would like each debater to just give me an answer for why they think their movie is less racist than the others.
Please.
Well, I'm screwed because like, okay, so Lady and the Tramp has these, you know, evil Siamese cats. And I mean, it takes place in the early 20th century. And I mean, that went over my head as a kid. I just thought the mean cats were like German or something. I had no idea. Well,
and it's
I had
fine
no
for
idea
Germans
about
to be
like
evil.
Asian stereotypes or anything like that. But I mean, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so you've got the Siamese cats, but there's also the dumb-looking Mexican Chihuahua. So, I mean, it should be a celebration of like immigration and diversity, but it does honestly come across as a little bit racist.
Sorry. Kylie's just done my bit. Do I need to answer?
No, I'm. It's still an amazing movie, and I mean, it was made 63 years ago, so. Them were different times, very different times. I mean, ladies' owners feed her coffee and donuts like it's no big deal. Like,
so
very different times.
If you were to show this to children now, how would you frame this problem?
Just, you know, that we're all a little bit different and we should all just get along no matter what.
It's be very accepting Disney thing to say.
And just be accepting of everybody's differences. And Siamese cats are in this situation. Evil.
All right. It's the cats.
All right.
And please don't give the dogs coffee.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
A good,
don't.
That's a good
no.
Call.
Children, please. No. Donuts, fine. Coffee, no.
Donuts no, also. All right. Not please fine. Tune into Floof and Papa podcast for a list of sensible things to feed a dog.
No, I make doggy donuts for my.
Oh,
my
that's
boys,
okay. Yeah. So, 6 years later in 1961, we're much more politically correct. But the dogs on their journey are helped along by several other dogs of all different breeds, of all different ages, from all different places.
Well, that happens in Lady and the Tramp as well. Like,
okay,
Yorkshire
we didn't
Terrier,
hear that, though, did we? And
are all of these depictions 100% positive?
Yes.
All right.
Cool. I would argue that they're all positive. I don't think any of the dogs in the movie are evil. The humans are the only ones that are evil. They are also assisted by a non-racist cat who helps them on their journey, Colonel Isaac. They are also assisted by a horse. They are also assisted by four lovely cows. No animal has been excluded. No animal gets in their way. So the image that you're presenting to children is that all races and even interspecies animals are helpful, friendly, amiable, can help you on your way. The only thing it shows us is that humans from the same city that were friends can be evil or good. And it's teaching us, you know, the difference between good and evil and what's right and wrong, but it's not showing us that different species are evil or different races are evil, but rather that people that were in your class at school can steal your dogs and make them coats.
Okay. All right. Very interesting points. Particularly about making dogs into coats.
But 101 Dalmatians, they do say the N-word.
I'd like a fact check on that one, thank you.
I would also like a fact
check.
Well,
let's do a fact check on that one while I ask.
They also feed their dogs canine crunchies and not coffees and donut, just saying.
Okay, well, if you're going to bring
up dog.
Correct care of dogs, there was a phenomenon after 101 Dalmatians where families bought Dalmatians that they could not care for.
Because they eat a lot.
So, did you see any Dalmatians buy more Dalmatians than they could care for? No.
Okay.
It's the right and wrong between humans. And if you were a good human, you should have said to your, you know, children, we can adopt a Dalmatian, but you need to take care of it. And we're not having 99 of them unless you can afford a plantation.
Mm, okay, so what you're saying is too many Cruella de Vil types watch this movie.
What I'm saying is that too many irresponsible people, and not children, adults, took the wrong message away from this movie.
Okay.
Probably because they weren't watching it properly and the children were, because I watched 101 Dalmatians as a kid and I don't have 99 Dalmatian puppies at the moment.
If you could, would you?
Only if I could afford a plantation.
Okay, well, I would like to open the floor while the fact check continues to happen. this is a very intense look on Ellen's face.
It's on YouTube.
Reading through the entire script.
Yeah, I don't
I'm going to say that's been picked up by a troll where two words have sort of slid together and people have gone, oh my goodness, they say that word.
In the early stages of the fact check, that seems to be the case.
Okay.
I'll send you the link.
Yes, please do.
Well, I would like to open the floor to the two debaters. If there's any questions, pointed or otherwise, that they would like to ask the other about their film.
I've got one.
Please.
Can you sing any song from Lady and the Tramp? Go.
This is the night, it's a beautiful night, and it calls for Bella Notte.
Okay, all right, I'll accept that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's a it is a quite a famous song.
I mean, I don't know it, but I would also hazard that you could sing Cruella de Vil if I asked.
I know, is it the da-da-da-da-da?
Oh, look, somebody who hasn't seen 101 Dalmatians can sing that song.
Well, because you sang it 10 minutes ago.
No, I didn't. Play back the tape.
I believe you, in fact, said, I don't need to sing Cruella de Vil because everybody knows how it goes.
All right.
I didn't even sing it when I walked in because I didn't want to influence anybody.
Yeah, that's the reason.
I'm looking that up.
Is there anything that you would like to bring up, Carly?
No, I'm scared of getting yelled at.
First time I've heard that today.
it is not unfair. All right. All right. Well, what we'll do is we'll take another short break and we will verify this fact check. We'll gather our wits. We'll come back with summation and judgment. I believe we have finally confirmed that the N-word was not used in 101 Dalmatians. It was, in fact, the word nippers.
Yes.
As in children.
Yeah.
Off to bed, you little nippers.
Yes. Some American guy on YouTube started raging and,
So that is a conspiracy theory that we are happy to debunk. Thank you to our studio audience who was instrumental in.
Who is 25% American.
Sorry.
Okay, so to finish off the debate, you each have a 1 minute summation of your arguments. I won't give you a warning, I'll just cut you off at the 1 minute mark. I will say, I said it before, it is not won yet. It could swing either way. The points are not in anyone's favor yet. So go your hardest. And Carly, we'll throw to you first, and your time starts as soon as you start talking.
You think of Lady and the Tramp, and one of the most beautiful moments that people remember 60 years later is them sharing a plate of spaghetti out the back of Tony's restaurant. And he treats her to dinner and he treats her like a lady, and it's just a lovely, lovely movie. And that has been used in pop culture so many times. You mentioned before that Darling was a really weird name for a woman. It's because the movie is told, the story is told from the dog's point of view. So it's from the dog's perspective. They hear the woman call the husband Jim Dear and Darling. So that's their name throughout all of the movie because it is love. The whole reason she gets lost is because Lady gets a license and goes and shows it off, and the cats mess with her a little bit. And she comes back to the family because she's got a license, because she is loved. It is about love, and it's fluffy, and it's wonderful, and it's better.
And so it's fluffy.
That was a very good summation.
It was a very good summation.
I appreciate how positive it was. Okay, Taylor, we'll go straight over to you. And 1 minute, your time starts as soon as you start talking.
101 Dalmatians is the perfect film of acceptance and good winning over evil. It's got something for everybody. It's got something for every child and every adult. And I was so happy to sit down and watch it again because so many moments came back to me and so many little things that they said triggered in my memory. And it just is so beautiful to watch. It makes you feel like things are possible. It teaches you lessons. It's accepting across all avenues. And it's just a beautiful story. There's all, even within the puppies, there's all different kinds of puppies for people to connect with and identify with. And it just makes you feel so happy. And when you are watching it, you feel for them and you worry for them and you're happy when they're home. And it's just one of those Disney films that is the epitome of a Disney film because it does what it does. It makes you feel family and home and love, and it makes you want to fight for that, not just sit and accept it.
All right. With time to spare, That is wonderful. So what I would like to do now as I go through and I work through the scorecard is tell each other exactly why you love the other one's movie.
Aww. Off you go.
Don't worry, it won't affect me anymore. The scorecard is final.
Can I be brutally honest and say that I didn't see 101 Dalmatians until after I saw the Simpsons episode with see my vest from Rio Gorilla. And he wanted to do that. And I was like, where's that from? And my brother actually said, oh, it's reference from 101 Dalmatians.
Your brother who watched childhood movies with you?
Yeah, look, shush. but like the fact that it is referenced in pop culture and it's lovely and it is fluffy and dogs are the best. Even though
dogs are the best.
Actually currently patting a cat who is quite delightful. All animals are wonderful. And I think that's in both movies that it's full of animals and animated animals are better than animated humans because animals are better than humans. Anyway.
Correct.
I mean, that's just...
That's unequivocally true. Don't you check that.
Excuse me.
Fact checked.
You unanimous agreement from the room.
To be honest with you, I think I've only ever seen like snippets of Lady and the Tramp, but I've definitely come away today deciding that I need to watch it in full. I need to go home and appreciate it. And I will say that there is one... there's a picture on the internet from Lady and the Tramp, which is, I think it's Darling saying, okay, you can sleep on the bed, but just for tonight. And then underneath there's a picture of her as a full grown adult puppy. And I had to send it to my mom because it is just like our puppy. And I was like, it's just so sweet.
Just this once.
And then she's like a big puppy and she's still there. So I do 100% appreciate the love and the beauty that is in Lady and the Tramp.
So much beauty.
So it is a very pretty film and it is very colourful.
Oh yeah.
Which is one of the things probably 101 Dalmatians. It's a little bit more bleak in places.
It's still a positive outcome though.
Yay.
Okay. Before I tell you who won. Any final fact checks, Ellen?
I think that we all agree that dogs are better than humans.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Yep. Dogs are better than humans.
No, animals are better than humans.
Let's hear it for the dogs. Let's hear it for the dogs.
No, from a fact basis, did think I was going to have a heart attack and die trying to find some reference of the use of the N-word in 101 Dalmatians. But apart from that, no.
I think I would have just automatic disqualification if that had happened.
You would just have to be like, sorry.
No. I'm sorry, goodbye.
Yeah. This movie is going in the bin. But deleted. No, very, very honest. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so
it was a clean game.
Clean debate.
I also thought that I would have to reconsider my opinion of Lady and the Tramp if that turned out to be true.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did not remember that.
No, that was 101 Dalmatians.
It was 101. It was in my film.
Yeah, it was 101.
Oh,
yeah.
I would have to reconsider that.
Yeah. It was 101.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, so there is a clear winner. But I will say that Carly really focused on the positives of her movie and then the rebuttal was stronger from Taylor. So you definitely took out the magic moments. Because the Bella Nodda and the way that the darling treats Lady.
So much love.
So much love. And just the amount of times that pasta scene has been referenced.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Everybody likes pasta. Carbs
I've tried so many times with so many boyfriends and still nothing.
Wait, you share food?
No.
Wrong.
I just took my chopsticks off the table.
But then I will say that the message of 101 Dalmatians, I think Taylor made the better point of all the times that 101 Dalmatians references responsible ownership of dogs, and also what is required of dogs, and also the problems that dogs face. Like if they don't have a home, they can face real trouble, and maybe be made into a coat. I mean, it might be fantastic.
I hope that never happens.
Can we make a code of life? Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's
like just
horrible.
No, lay down on a bed and have them like.
Yeah, just me like walking around with like 16 puppies on my arms.
I actually do think I have seen an internet video of someone wearing a coat covered in pockets with puppies in each.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I am about that.
So maybe that's an acceptable puppy coat. Temporarily.
maybe just
now,
like 5 minutes.
A big point of contention was the music. Mm-hmm. And both of you seem to think that the other one's music was inconsequential. But I will say, I think Lady and the Tramp with Bella Notta and the score of Lady and the Tramp that Carly mentioned.
It's really pretty.
Cruella de Vil is iconic, but so is Bella Notta.
Mm.
So I think Lady and the Tramp took out the music.
Okay.
In terms of the movie magic, I think 100 Dalmatians took it out just with the effect that it had on Disney in general. I think there are a few times in Disney's history that we'll probably cover in the coming up movies where they have put all of their hope in one movie and it paid off. And that's why we have Disney as it is today. So that leaves the Disney touch, one portion of criteria that decides it. And this was won by 101 Dalmatians.
Yes,
that Disney touch, the way that it treats animals, the message of every single part of that movie has a good message for both the humans watching it and the dogs watching it. So I don't think that can be overstated. It is a movie for both humans and dogs, and I think that is the Disney touch. Like you can, it's interspecies. So 101 Dalmatians is better than Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, but I'll clap that.
In terms of love stories, I do think it does deserve its place on the AFI.
Oh, definitely.
Top 100 love stories.
I would agree with that. That is a good thing to rate it as, is a love story. It's beautiful.
All right. Well, that's it. That's our debate for this week.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming, Carly. So you can catch Taylor on Floof and Papa.
Mm.
Yeah.
My podcast is saved. Can you imagine if I lost?
Well, it was dog versus dog. So really, the dogs win in the end.
Yay!
The dogs win.
So Floof and Papa on That's Not Canon Productions. There'll be links in the show notes.
Absolutely, because I'm not doing them.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, Carly? This will be coming out on November 20-something.
Come see Young Frankenstein at Phoenix Ensemble.
Oh, yeah, do it.
I'm the assistant director. I'm not on stage in this one, which is
But there are a lot of
strange.
Cool people on stage in
this. Yes, our cast is amazing. Mm,
it's really good.
It's going to be really fun.
Excellent. So we'll put links to that in the show notes as well. You can find our wonderful fact checker, Ellen, on her own podcast, Murder in the Land of Oz, on That's Not Kind of Productions Network.
So long as it's not puppy murder.
It's definitely
no puppy murder.
Yeah, that's not okay. Humans,
it's
fine.
It's only humans, so.
That's fine.
I mean, it's not great, but still.
It's not what you want.
All right, and this has been Disney vs. Disney Debates. You can find us on all the social medias. Please find us on Facebook. You get to have your say. If you think that I made the wrong decision and that I gave it to 101 Dalmatians too easily, you can vote. As soon as this is out, there will be a poll on our Facebook page for you to have your say whether you think Lady and the Tramp is better than 101 Dalmatians. And if you decide that it is, it may qualify for one of the wild card slots in our semifinals. So go on and do that, and we will catch you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Fork, hello.
Fork, hi. You know what you need to be doing? You need to be listening to the Floof and Papa podcast.
I'm Mel.
I'm Taylor. And we're going to talk about all things dogs.
Dog stories.
Dog breeds.
Dog tips and tricks.
Dog puns.
Dog jokes.
Dog everything. Out if you're not listening. Hit us up at the Floof and Papa podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Tune in.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.